Nigeria may play a key role in the global war on terror. Missionaries try to keep up with the crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and there's a tangled story with a cry for help coming out of Kazakhstan. We'll tell you more about that on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A recent briefing at the Pentagon painted a picture of the war on terror at an end. But for those living in areas where radical Islamist groups have been proliferating, the war is anything but over. For example, take the spread of the Boko Haram, an al-Qaeda-linked group attacking Christians in Nigeria. Dr. Musa Asaki is the General Secretary of the Christian Association of Nigeria.
Once they get Nigeria, being the most populous country in Africa, if Nigeria goes down, Africa goes down. That is their goal, and that is why they have the connections with the northern Mali. Some of them get trained there.
Thousands of Christians have lost their lives, hundreds of churches burned. CAN hopes to get some help from The Hague.
Our attorneys are looking into that, and it's going to be soon, but we have not made a timeline.
It doesn't stop the gospel, but he admits fear is hard to overcome.
Pray for the leadership of the church that will continue to focus on God's word and preach the message of love even in these difficult times.
Next, rebels refusing to leave an eastern city in DR Congo didn't last long. The UN reports that while M23 rebel fighters withdrew from Goma over the weekend, the situation there remains pretty fragile. According to the Evangelical Free Church of America's Touch Global, there are over 700,000 refugees in border areas. Pray for peace and protection. Touch Global's responding as they're able, including replacing lost Bibles. Can you help them? See how at our website. This is Mission Network News. It's quite a milestone to celebrate 100 years of ministry. But it's even more profound when a ministry celebrates 100 years of serving in a specific country. Africa Inland Missions' Phil Beiler says they recently did just that in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He says missionaries established Sika 20 Church in 1912. It wasn't stagnant.
They had grown to some estimate as many as 3 million members and well over 1,000 churches. So we had a fantastic weekend of celebration in the big city stadium.
According to Beiler, churches in this region are pretty self-sustaining.
There is a growing movement of indigenous missions from within Africa to their own neighbors as well as to all parts of the world. And the mission movement is shifting from North America to the South, including Africa.
Now they have their own pastors, evangelists, seminaries, and more. Pray for the Congolese church as it continues to battle an animistic culture. More on the story at missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, an Uzbek pastor fleeing persecution sought asylum in Kazakhstan. Open Doors USA reports the government denied his petition and held him for deportation. Well, he's been released, but only after his case got international traction. He's also been banned from Kazakhstan until 2017. As of now, he and his family are in seclusion in Europe. Pray for God's direction in the outreach and ministry of his family. For more information on the story, go to missionnetworknews.org. And do you know how to lay block for a building?
If you are skilled in block laying, we would love to have you come on our trip.
Howie Hooper says Orphan's Heart is sending construction teams down to Haiti. Block layers are needed to finish phase one of the new orphanage that they're building.
We are so wanting to be finished with that first phase that we can move in those children so they don't have to spend another rainy season in those tents.
The Haiti earthquake in 2010 destroyed much of Port-au-Prince, including the Bonrepos orphanage. Since then, 60 kids have been living in tent cities. Sign up at missionnetworknews.org.
Not everybody can go, but everybody can pray. Continue to pray for Orphan's Heart and the ministry there in Haiti and for those children.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas, is waiting just for you. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. When you help M&N with your best gift, you're giving a voice to the voiceless all over the world, and we'll send you the CD too. Help create new memories this year. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.